Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, back to the material at hand, and the end of both of our Mishnayot, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Bet, noted that the Shiarei Hadam, the remainders of the Dam of all the Chatot Primiot, are spilled on the western side of the Yesod. My Tama, what's the reason for that? That the blood should be spilled and the Yisod that faces the door, which means Hahuda Pagabaresha, the first one that the Kohen encounters when he leaves the Heichal. Now, we're going to see a Breita which looks at the three instances of the mention of El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, which are in the Par Kohen Got Mashiach, Par Helam Dov Shal Tzibur, and then one that's not outside, Seir HaNasi, all in Vayikra Dalad. Talmud Lomar, Tarabon. El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, V'lo Yisod Mizbach HaPnimi. So the first one there teaches us, you don't put it on the Yisod inside. Second one, Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, Ein Lo Yisod HaPnimi Atzmo. You don't build a Yisod for the inner one, it's just a straight block. El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, the third mention. Tells you how to construct the Mizbach HaOlah, that you construct it with a Yisod. Now, O'eino ele Mizbach HaOlah Yehei LeYisod. Perhaps another way to read it would be that you should bring the Korban HaOlah, meaning the Dam of the Olah, should be spilled in the areas of the Mizbeach where there is a Yisod, meaning not in the south east corner. So that's another possible interpretation. We're going to knock that down. Amar Rabbi Yishmael Kal Vachomer. He says there's no way that we would think that the Olah could be spilled at the bottom, as we'll see. Uma Shirayim Shein Machaprin Tu Nin Yisod Shirayim of a Chatat need Yisod, even though they're not Machaper. Tchilat Olah Shemachaper Tano Din Shutani Tu Na Yisod. Certainly an Olah which is mechaper, for whatever it's mechaper, it's meratzeh, certainly it needs yisod. Now, Rabbi Kiva says something that sounds alike. Rabbi Kiva, mashirayim she'ein mechaprin ve'ein ba'in lechapara. Not only they're not mechaper, but they're not coming for that purpose. Tuna yisod, tchilat olash mechaper, duval lechapara, din she tuna yisod. And we'll see what the difference between them is. The end of the bright is, imkein matam lom yisod nizbach ha'olah. So therefore, a yisod nizbach ha'olah is not there to tell me that you have to build a yisod for the outside mizbeach. So it's not there to tell me this other idea, which is that you put the dam up on top. Rather, tein yisod mizbachash lolah, as we said, it's how to construct it. That's the breita. Now, amar mar, el yisod mizbeach, el yisod mizbach hapimi. The first limud is that you put it on the yisod mizbeach outside, not the inside. So, hambayilei legufei, what are you talking about? You need this pasuk for itself to tell me where to put the dam. The answer is, the next phrase, Me'asher Petach Ol Moed Nafka, that already tells you that it's the Mizbeach on the outside. So this drush is to tell you, not on the Mizbeach inside. Now, we skip to the third one. Al Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah, Tein Yisod the Mizbeach Shel Olah, meaning, build it that way. Why the Isak Adaitach Kedichtiv, if you think it's just there? Now this is Sa'ir Nasi, which is done outside. If you think it's just there to tell you, you put it outside. Hani Lamalikra, what do I need a pasuk for? L'shirayim. For the Shirayim, Shirayim HaBroya Avilu. You're doing the whole thing outside. Why would you bring the Shirayim inside? V'chitema da'apech mepach. You think maybe you'd invert things? D'bray l'gvay l'gvay l'gvay. Meaning, that which is done outside, you bring inside for Shirayim. And that which is done inside, you bring outside the Shirayim. So the answer is, Ha'en lo yisod l'aptim yatzvah. There is no yisod inside, so there's nothing to bring in. Now, O'eino elamiz bach shel olah yehei liyisod. Now we go back to this Havamina suggestion in the Braita. Maybe it means that that you put it on the olah up on top. So mikta liyisod ha'olah, it doesn't say that. El yisod mizbach ha'olah aktiv. So the answer is, yeh aktiv el yisod ha'olah. Had it said yisod ha'olah, havi amena bizkifa el yisod, meaning that you put it on the side wall of the yisod at the bottom, up. Meaning at the very bottom, but on the side wall. Now that it says that, agagod yisod. It means you put it on the top part of the yisod, meaning it like a mizbeach. So just like a mizbeach has a top part and a side, similarly the yisod has the side and the top where you could walk around. You don't walk around there, but the top part, that's where you put the dam. And now we understand Rabbi Shmuel's challenge. Rabbi Shmuel, God Yisod Lamali Kri. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Kavachomerhu Uma Shiare Chatat Sheinu Mechaperet the Shiraim Mechatat, which themselves are not mechaper to Una Gag Yisod. It has to be on top of the Yisod. Tchilat Olah Shem Mechaperet and Adin Shem Gag Yisod. Certainly in Olah, where the original dam is mechaper, certainly it has to be on Gag Yisod. From Mikiva, he adds a Mashiach Chatat Shem Mechaperin Vein Ba'in Lechaper to Una Gag Yisod. Tchilat Olah Shem Mechaper Devah Lechaper Adin Shem to Una Gag Yisod. So again, the now we've reformulated, but it's the same Kal V'Chomer with an additional line of Rabbi Kiva. The answer is Ten Yisod Mizbach Sholah. That's how you build it. Now that's the Brayta. My Benayu. So now we get to it. What's the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? So Rabbi Anna Bar Ava gives the first suggestion. Shirayim Ma'akvi Nekim Benayu. They disagree about whether the Shirayim are Ma'akev, meaning whether or not, if you don't do the Shirayim, the other Matanot are no good. This is about a Chatat Primit. Mar Savra Ma'akvi, that's Rabbi Akiva, say they're Ma'akev. Rabbi Shmuel says they're Ma'akev. He says the Shirayim are not coming L'Kapara, but they are Ma'akev. Mar Savra Lo Ma'akvi, Rabbi Akiva says, V'ein Bayin L'Kapara, which means they are just Shirayim. That's Rabbi Barava. Rav Papa disagrees and says, the Kuli Alma Shirayim ain't Ma'akvin. Everybody agrees they're not Ma'akev. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are disagreeing about something else. When you do the chatata of, you do malika on its neck, and then you push the dam up against the wall. What about getting the rest of the dam out, which goes to the yisod? Mar savar ma'akev. Again, Rabbi Shmuel says ma'akev. Mar savar lo ma'akev, using the same piece. Now, Tanya Kavatir of Papa. We have a brayta that supports Rabbi Papa. We'll go back to the chatata of in a minute. We have a brayta that supports Rabbi Papa that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are not disagreeing about shirayim, and they agree, then I'm ma'akev. The pasuk that we saw earlier says that kol dam hapar yishpocha yisod mizbeach. However, the word hapar doesn't have to be in there. So the Gemara reads that kol hadam yishpoch matzav lomar hapar, because we're already talking about an ox. Why do you say the blood of the ox? Limed hapar shalom kippur mishtam matan damim liyisod. It's there to teach you about another bull, which is the bull of Yom Kippur. This is talking about the parkor mashiach. Diva Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. So the Tal teaches you that Parakor Yom Kippurim has to be on the Shirayim have to go to the Yisod. Now, that Amr Bishwarali disagrees. Says Kal V'Chomer, Uma Imisha Ein Nichnas Damo Lifnim Chova. By the way, there's another Gersa that says Diva Rebbe Kiva. That's probably the proper one, because Amr Bishwarali and Rebbe aren't going to be disagreeing. Amr Rabbi Yishmael, they missed each other by 100 years. Kal V'Chomer, Ma Imisha Ein Nichnas Damo Lifnim Chova. Ta'un Yisod, that korban which does not go inside, like a chatat chitzonah, needs Yisod, the Sa'ir Nasi, Mishnei Chastamo Lifrim Chovah, so certainly the part Yom Kippurim that goes inside, Eino Din Shton Yisod, and I'm Rabbi Akiva, he says a similar thing. It doesn't go into the Kodesh Kedoshim for any purpose. Ta'un Yisod. The Par Yom Kippurim that goes all the way inside. Certainly needs Yisod. So then they say, Yachol Yakvenu. I might think that it's vital and a non and indispensable. Therefore, in the sugi of Yom Kippurim, it says that the Kohen shall finish doing the kapara, meaning shalmu kol hakaparot kulan. The Rabbi Shmuel, what does v'chilam mikaparot hakodesh mean? That as soon as the Kohen Gadol has put all the matanot inside, kapara is done. And shirayim are not ma'akev, the Rabbi Shmuel. Kal v'chomer the par kohen mashiach me'ata. And now we have a kal v'chomer the par kohen mashiach, the shirayim are not ma'akev. Now, we're learning this from the Sa'ir Nasi. If the Sa'ir Nasi never goes inside, Ta'un Yisod, certainly, the dam of the Parkor Mashiach needs Yisod. Again, Yachol Yakven, this is now Rabbi Kiva. The Torah separated out Matan Yisod and made it Shiare Mitzvah to tell you that it's not Ma'akev, which means both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva explicitly here tell us that Shiraim are not Ma'akev, which supports our Papa's contention that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva are disagreeing about Mitzui Chatata Of, whether you have to get the rest of the blood out into the Yisod, or if there's no blood left, that's okay. So Rishwam mitzui chatata ofma. Okay, but Rabbi Shmuel vanishah b'dam yimatzei. The pasuk says that that which is left over you squeeze out. Vanishah yimatzei v'shen vanishah lo yimatzei. Meaning, if something's left remains after the malika, then you squeeze it out into the yisod. And if not, then not. All right. So the answer is trei tanoi valiba de Rabbi Yishmael. There are two versions of what Rabbi Shmuel said. Whether he said mitzui chatata of is really something that's me'akev, or whether it is something that is not me'akev. Okay. Now, Amram Bar Chama, he makes a claim. Hi, Tana Savar, Shirai Makvim. I think I found a Tana who says Shirai Mar Me'akev. The Tanya, and this is now talking about a Korban Chatat, which Kohen eats the Korban Chatat. HaKohen Mechateota Yochalena. The Kohen who does the expiation eats it. Meaning, otash nitan demalamala velo otash nitan demalamata. That's only if he does it right and puts the dam up on top, not below. Amarta, you think so? V'chimayin bat, what's your reason for arguing that it might be okay? Chal shenemar v'dam zvachach yishvei chal mizbach Hashem, that you have to do shvicha on the mizbeach. Aman nitanim matan arba shim tanan matan achat kipar. This we saw at the beginning of the fourth parak. That pasuk, among other possible psukim, is a source for telling you that even when the Torah says you have to put it on all four, if you put one, that's enough. So therefore, yachol afin tanim malash and tanan mata kipar. Maybe if the chatat that you're supposed to put the blood above, you put it below, maybe also kipar. V'dinu, and it makes sense that it's kipar. Namru damim lamala v'namru damim lamata. Now we're going to argue that it shouldn't be good. After all, the Torah tells us to put dam below, like the ola, and the dam above, like the chatat. If you put the dam of an ola above, lo kiper. Same thing, you put a chatat below, lo kiper. So there's lo. That's not the same. If you take dam that's supposed to go below and put it above, she'ain't so fond the mala and lo kiper. It's never going to go above. In other words, the dam of an ola is supposed to go below the chuta sikra. It's never going to go up. But on the other hand, if you take dam chatat and put it below, well, that dam was going to end up below anyways because it's going to drip down. So maybe you could argue that they're not the same. So damim primim yochichu, we can prove that they should be similar from dam of the mizbeach primi. Sheish men karev bachutz, after all, some of them go outside, that's the shirayim. Tanan betchila bachutz lo kiper, but if you put them first bachutz lo kiper, same thing, even though the blood that you put above is going to end up below, but if you start up below, lo kiper. So lo, imamarta v'damim ha-primim, she'en mizbeach primim markan. This is the key line for us. You can't prove it from damim ha-primim. Why? Because the dam that goes inside, the mizbeach, doesn't complete the kapara. Tomar be'elyonim, she'ay kranot markototan. But on the outside stuff, the kranot, the minute you put the dam on the keren, that's it, we're finished. Tanan l'matak sherim. So therefore I would think that if you put them below, it's kasher. Because it's not like dam primi. And after all, this dam is going to end up below anyway, so it's not like dam that's supposed to go below that you put above. Tamalama otah. That's why the pasuk says otah. Otah shnatan damim l'mala v'lo shnatan damim l'mata. Only if you put the dam in the right place does the coin eat it. Now, by the way, the kapara is still there. The coin doesn't get to eat it. Now, that's the braita. My she'en mizbeach b'mi markan. What is the meaning of this line that the mizbeach b'mi does not complete the kapara with the dam? Lav elu shirayim, as Rambam Chama says, doesn't that mean because you'd still need shirayim to complete the kapara and the shirayim are outside? Amalei Rava. Rava turns to Rambam Chama, as always seems to happen. Hiachi teitu b'kal v'chomer. If you're right that shirayim are ma'akev, then you could prove this by kal v'chomer. Ma shirayim primi im sofan chovah b'chutz. After all, the shirayim of the inside one, according to your chovah b'chutz. Asan mitchila b'chutz lo kiper. And yet, if you do them first, it's not mechaper. Tinei l'mala she'ein sofan chovah l'matan. The ones that you put above, that there is no chovah that they're going to go down. They're just going to drip, but there's no chovah to put them down there. So certainly, if you put them lechatchila below, it's not mechaper. And if you're right that shirayim really are ma'akev in a chatat primit, then you got to call the chomer here to prove that it's not mechaper, that prove that nitanim lamala shetanam lamata lo mechaper, and you don't need the pasuk. Ella ain is beach mimarkan, and Rava says that's not what it means. It means vavad ella parochet. It means the mizbeach inside alone is not enough. Not because you need shirayim, not ma'akev. Nobody says the ma'akev. Rather, we'll see, not exactly nobody, but for right now, nobody says the ma'akev. Rava says, you know what it means? It means because you also need the parochet. Because when you do parkoin mashiach and par helam dover shel tzibur, you have to do 7 on the parochet and 4 on the mizbeach. The mizbeach is not the only vocation of hazaot inside. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. This is a bright that we saw alluded to earlier. V'chilami kaper takodesh. What does that mean? Im kiper kilav, im lo kiper lo kilav. Divra b'kiva. Rukiva says that if the kohen finishes the matanot, we're finished, and if not, not. But only the matanot. Amar Yehuda said to him, Neimalo namar im kila kiper. Turn the words around and say maybe it means if he completed everything that he did kapara, im lo kila lo kiper. But if he didn't do everything lo kiper, which means shirayim or ma'akev, maybe. Meaning, if you left one of the matanot out, maybe that's nothing. So, my benai, what's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? His Talmud. One of them said they're disagreeing about how to read the pasuk, but no practical difference. Chadamar, no, they have practical difference. Shirai makvini kibinayu. Rabbi Yehuda says that you should do v'chila, meaning you have to complete everything to do kapara, which means shirai or ma'akev. And Rabbi Kiva says they're not. So now, Tistaim Rabbi Shimon Levi who damar shirayim ma'akev. It must be Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who says shirayim ma'akev. Why? Rabbi Shimon Levi the divrei ha'omer shirayim ma'akevin mevi parachad matchil b'tchila b'fnim. This is in that case when you shechted the par Yom Kippurim and then before you finished all hazot you spilled the dam, so you have to bring another par, and he says and you have to start inside. Unlike the other opinion that says that you pick up where you left off, you have to start inside. However, the point of it is that he says the divrei ha'omer shirayim ma'akvin. According to the one who says shirayim ma'akvin, meaning it's not enough to just do the shirayim, you have to go do something inside, then have shirayim. Okay, but the point is that he says there is a mandamar shirayim ma'akvin. So Mishum and Levi must have been the one who says shirayim ma'akvin here. So Atu Rabbi Yochanan lately has far Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have anybody like that. Rabbi Yochanan Tana Rabbi Nechemi Kedivra Omer Shirayim Makvin. Rabbi Nechemi also learned like the Tana who said shirayim ma'akvin. Not only does he say there's a Tana like that, he even tells us his name. Meaning when Rabbi Yochanan said it, he meant there is such a mandamar, not Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yehuda, but there is such a mandamar. The same thing Rabbi Shimon Levi said, according to the mandamar, yeah, but not Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yehuda, which means we have no information that's going to help us figure out whether it is Rabbi Yehoshua Levi or Rabbi Yochanan that said that the machloket was a practical one about Shirayim Makvin, or whether it was just a mashmaut dorshin, an exegetical disagreement about how to read the pasuk. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in Mishnah Gimel in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.